Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're having a Lauren from Ohio. We're putting out an APB. Lauren from Ohio. I'm trying to call.
Maybe she's having communion with
Joe Biden. Well, she's not having it with him. She might be having it in front of him. She's certainly not having it. Not in the Florence church there by Father Robert.
He's kicked out. Thank goodness.
Well, he's kicked out. I think he just, you're pro-abortion.
Yeah, I hope that's on film. I'd love to see that.
Would that be amazing?
Would that be amazing?
Is he Catholic?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think so. I think, but I'm not sure.
See, I don't know a lot. I mean, I know.
I know he's demoned.
I know a lot of our listeners are Catholic. I know, you know, we talked to Judy. Judy's Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte Isherby's Catholic. I mean, some of my favorite people are Catholic, mm-hmm. so I know from them. But the only real, reference point I have about the Catholic Church is the Vatican and the Pope and the Godfather movies.
Yeah.
You know, Godfather Part 3. You want to see an interesting connection of the Vatican Church?
The Vatican, yeah.
Church
Absolutely.
To what's going on? Godfather Part 3 is...
All the Godfathers are great.
Well, then in the second one, they show what they do to the senators, how they
That's
get
right.
the senators.
In line.
And how they keep them in line.
And what he does to his own brother, ruthless son of a gun he is.
I was talking to Lowell Ponte.
Mm-hmm.
And
one of the best speakers on the planet.
Love Lowell.
Love him.
He needs your prayers, ladies and gentlemen. He needs your prayers. So just pray for Lowell if you can. But anyway, we were talking about the politicians. And he was mentioning, you know, he's written for the New York Times. He was a roving editor for the Reader's Digest.
He's big time.
I mean,
that guy,
yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, definitely. So he was talking about in the early 70s, I believe, he was sitting down with, I should have wrote the guy's name. I couldn't remember. But anyway, he was the head of the New York Times news department for a long time. And he was sitting there with, at a restaurant or whatever. They were just drinking and, you know, just talking and, and he told Lowell, I think I've told this story before, but he said, Lowell, he says, maybe with the exception of our good friend Barry Goldwater, I've never met a politician that wouldn't sell his mother for a 5% increase in his power and influence.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to agree with that. And I have to agree with it.
And he just thinks that
politicians
they are just
some
scum
of the slime of the earth.
That was in early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
That such scummy people, and they gravitate towards these positions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, normal people.
Yeah.
When I say normal, I mean just conservative, family oriented, want to live their life, be normal people, just, you know, whatever, you know, just normal, live their life, family oriented people. They don't want to even deal with these things. They don't want
right.
to, they don't want to rule over people. They don't want to govern people. They just want to be left alone for the most part and hope that somebody can, you know, help them do that. Leave me alone and help me live, mm-hmm. let me live my life and don't overburden me.
Yeah.
So just the certainly the mentality has changed from George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. You know, Jefferson died poor.
Right.
You know, can you imagine a president nowadays dying poor? It just doesn't happen. It just doesn't. And they risk everything. They literally risked everything to fight the revolution. Everything.
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 Their lives. Their fortune.
Well, who was it? Who was the guy that was, the British were held up in his mansion house and he was going to loot. They were going to bomb where the British were at his house. Who was that? It wasn't John Hancock. I can't remember the story. But they talked to him. Do you want us to bomb their house? Well, better to live as a pauper than to be free as a pauper
right.
than to live as a, you know, wealthy man
yeah.
under subjection.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. they were just so obsessed with this concept, this idea of self-sufficiency and just freedom by these people. And it wasn't a lot of them either, but they were obsessed by it and nobody could stop them. And the whole universe resonated with them. It's a miracle.
Oh, yeah. Once you realize that psychopaths gravitate to power, that's what got me on the right side path. That the people in power
are not like you.
Yeah, they're not like us. And once I understood that these people are not like us, they're not looking out for us. Yes, they killed the crash plane into the
World Trade
Center for ends justify the means. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that was the big thing in my maturation.
So to break your paradigm.
Right.
Well, we were talking about, you know, with my wife, we were talking about the story about the flu vaccines. It has a CDC. This isn't, my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't like Mike Adams or Mercola or Dr. Group saying that the flu vaccine had a 91% failure. This is the CDC saying this year's flu vaccine has a 91% failure rate.
That's pushing them like crazy.
Yeah. And
you got a 91% failure rate. What are you pushing them for then?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it? Well, sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
Well, see, they see no risk in it, or they claim.
They claim no risk.
That's the wrong word, right? Yeah. They claim no risk. So, okay, well, at least they help 9% of people.
If they're psychopaths and they claim no risk, they're probably lying.
Well, see, that's the big paradigm. This is all about paradigm perception.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is a perception, a self-identity. All these things that we've been discussing, how are you going to perceive the world? Because the one thing that these people understand, and when I say these people, these wannabe controllers, the very, very high-level central bankers, certainly the Luciferians, mm-hmm. the one thing they understand is that you are all-powerful.
Right.
Because you are connected to God.
Correct.
God has endowed you with certain unalienable rights. That's what the Declaration of Independence says. But however you want to say it, divinity has been cast down on you.
That's right.
Or endowed to you or given to you. And that divinity, creation, your imagination, and the way the world works, they understand that. So they're trying to capture and hold captive that imagination, your belief. They have to have, believe me, if they didn't need you,
right.
Do you think they would go to all these lengths to do what they do on TV and the billions and billions of dollars they spend on these programs that people aren't watching, you know, CNN?
Yeah.
I mean, they're losing more and more hold on this. Why do you think they spend all this money and all this time on this influence if they didn't need you to do their plan? And what is their plan? I mean, at the very root, if you're going to talk about the very extreme, the esoteric thing, you're talking about satanic control. You're talking about your will being over to a great big high Borg or a Borg.
Right.
That's
or a 40-foot hootie owl.
Or something to that effect.
Moloch.
Moloch. So that's literally the end result of all this, and they'll say that. So for them to do that, they can't just kill you. The universe won't allow it.
Right.
You have to participate in this plan. So that's why
how do they get you to participate? They trick you.
They lie to you.
They lie to you.
You know, and we're talking about the vaccines again. Talk about the story at the park. You know, we told that. Was it yesterday we told that story?
Yeah, that's a sad story.
Yeah, it was yesterday, right?
Poor lady. I mean, I felt bad for her. Gosh.
It was awful. And you see the look on her face. And
yeah, she didn't know what to do.
Well, she started, you know, it's like I didn't even want to talk about it anymore. Like,
yeah, then her husband said, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, see, he didn't even want to interact with it. He just said, let's go.
Yeah, that's
you know,
it.
He heard part of the conversation and let's go.
You know, can you imagine what it's doing to them and like a kick in the punch or a punch in the gut, kick in the gut?
I mean, what kind of demons do this to normal people?
Well,
Well,
see, here's the problem.
Got a psychopath.
Here's the problem. And we're talking to my wife this morning, right before the show. We were talking about the paradigm.
Right.
Okay. For you to believe everything we just talked about. Okay, we're not doctors.
No, we're not.
We do a little research. We do a lot of research. Our guests do a lot of research. We do a good bit of research.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a pretty good opinion. You know, it's opinion. Doctors come on and say the same thing or say it more succinctly and better than we do. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, what have you.
And so, we can look at figures.
And
in 1986, autism went up.
So we can add.
And we got a little logic. And it kept on going up as more vaccines went up, and we added 2 + 2 = 4.
Well, then the mother's stories. The mother's stories is the thing.
Yeah. When you watch those things on YouTube, there's no denying it.
Anyway, let me get to my point
before I
forget.
I'm sorry.
Well, don't apologize. I'm just trying to get to my point before I forget it. So for your paradigm to be broken on this, think about the billions and probably close to trillions, you're talking about the medical industry, that has been used to facilitate your belief that somebody in a white coat with a degree from a established medical school with a CDC FDA approved license is the authority on your well-being.
With a stethoscope. Don't forget the stethoscope. That's important.
You can't even say it.
That's right.
If you could say it,
whatever. Forget
yeah.
about it.
Yeah, forget about it.
But it's important. It's always in their pictures.
So the level of effort, money, all the above, that has been used to get you to believe that paradigm. So talk about this lady at the park. Now, most of the people who listen to this show, they feel like something's wrong. And so they want to listen. You know, the people who are listening, they may not totally believe about vaccines, but generally they believe that at least there's a possibility. Well, for most of America, there's a huge part of America. I don't know what that percentage is. My in-laws, like I told you, my in-laws are like, you would think they're the salt of the earth, successful, good people, family oriented, blah, 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 blah. Okay. You would think, wow, this represents America. You talk about bought in. They are bought into this 100,000%. I mean, they think my wife is a lunatic. They think I have corrupted the family name by her marrying me.
And a heretic.
And a heretic. Literally. It's like it's a religion.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally.
It is a religion, yeah.
And, well, you're right, because it takes blind faith.
That's right.
Really, it takes unnatural faith.
Yeah, absolutely unnatural
faith. Illogical faith. To believe.
They can look at all these facts. They can look at the same facts that we do and come to a different opinion.
Because their doctor said. Anyway.
Yeah, because their doctor said.
Anyway, so the paradigm that has to be broken, and this is very difficult, and this is, I understand what you're dealing with, but if 10% of the population comes to a point where they're convicted about an idea, they're willing to proselyte and immune to resistance, then eventually that idea will win out.
And we're getting close.
The paradigm, the new paradigm is, I would say, and this is probably a mild way to say it, I would say, the medical industry has the financial interests of their bottom line ahead of my health and my family's health and well-being. I think that is the basic paradigm. Now, it can go a lot of different ways, but that is the basic paradigm that must be broken. I mean, you can't get people, oh, well, there's microchips in the vaccines and blah, 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 even though the article and the people from Bangladesh are saying that now and blah,
that's
blah.
That's right.
You know, it's such a leap.
Nanoparticles.
The leap that you got to get people is to, before you can ever get to, hey, Bangladesh, and that is article, Bill Gates, what do you think he's been funding these vaccines? Oh, Bill Gates is a nice guy. He wants to vaccinate the world and help all these poor people. Oh, you mean the people who run to the hills and then slaughter the UN?
The UN trucks, when they come.
The women and children run for the hills and then the UN workers are slaughtered, yeah. Executed style. You mean those people? I don't think they want help, Bill.
No. Nope.
I don't think they like your help, Bill.
They don't.
So the paradigm that must be broken first is just for people to think, the medical industry and the corporations that have arisen around it and through it have a financial interest that is above my family's well-being interest.
Fact. Absolutely fact.
That's what I would say. That is the paradigm.
There's no dispute.
Right. We know. But that is the paradigm that let the lady of the park, even to have that paradigm broken, to just, I mean, not even go into everything. You must come to that conclusion before you can open up to anything. Because to get people to go from the guy with the stethoscope. Guy with the stethoscope and a white jacket. And
that was important in their findings, too, in their research, to have that stethoscope around her neck, too.
Because it presented an image.
Yeah, exactly.
He knows. He's got a stethoscope.
That's right.
My doctor said the vaccines are good for me. He has a stethoscope.
That's right.
Makes perfect sense, right?
And my doctor said they were good for me, too, but I did not listen.
Okay. So this poor, I will say poor lady. I'm not trying to pity this lady. I don't know what I'm trying to do. We are so concerned here on the show about these paradigms and your perceptions and your core values and core beliefs and the future for you, not only yourself, the present, not future, the present for yourself, the future for yourself, your children, I think about my children and looking at them and their, what's coming. And, you know, and I see the ID 2020, it's a story we talked about yesterday. We've had several stories similar to it or talking around it. In Bangladesh right now, they say, well, we want to give people control of their identity and how to use it. No, you don't. You want to take their identity. They are literally right now giving people vaccines with microchips in it in Bangladesh. So you talk about Mark of the Beast, track you, buy or sell. They're trying to get everybody. One of their goals is to identify, their main goal of ID 2020 is to have everybody trackable and identifiable in the world. Now you know the obsession by this cop when he pulled me over and threw me in jail to identify me.
Right. Who are you?
You do not fit in this system. We must identify you. We must take you to jail and take your fingerprints. No charge, no warrant, no nothing. We'll let you go in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You must be categorized by us.
Send him a bill for those fingerprints, $50,000.
So when I think about my own children and the future, what that looks like, you know, people ask, well, what are you going to do in 10 years? I don't even know what the world. I personally need you, ladies and gentlemen, to understand this and to get this and to be convicted about it. I need you. You need me, and I need you. And children of light, see, I don't want to sound arrogant or whatever, but this is light. This is truth. And the truth of this thing, that this is not what God has intended for you.
Mm-mm.
And this is sin. And these governments and the Bill of Rights, and see, that's where the Declaration of Independence comes in. That's where the Bill of Rights comes in, where they can't take things from you. They can't force you to do vaccines. They can't do, this is against the law. And no matter how many times they get up there in their little face and in a red face and a tie and a suit and tell you that this is for your good and I'm governing you, it is a lie.
Right. And it doesn't matter even if it's good for you. You don't have to take it. That's the important thing. You have the free will not to take it.
Well, that's, you know, when I went to Hawaii, I spoke at vaccine meetings. I spoke about my book. I spoke about, you know, talked about the power everywhere we went, did a lot of radio interviews, was on the number one radio talk show there in Hawaii talking mm-hmm. about this, talking about freedom in the spirit. And Hawaii is an interesting place because you have the, What would you say natives? I don't know if that's the right word, but you know, you have the Hawaiians, quote unquote Hawaiians,
right.
You know, the brown skinned Hawaiians, not people who've lived there, but the brown skinned Hawaiians, tribal, they're very tribal.
They are.
They're very family oriented. They're very, you know, that kind of mindset, and they like to be left alone. Then you also have the government, which is, I mean, wackadoodle socialist. You know, trying as fast as they can, trying to control everything. Mm-hmm. Can't have guns. They're talking about forcing vaccines. And there's also a lot of Japanese people, Japanese ancestry. So you got the Japanese ancestry that mix with the Hawaiians, and you got the Howleys that come. And you know, it's a dichotomy, but it's very rich in culture and heritage. And it's a magical place.
It's beautiful.
And so, oh my gosh, wow. I mean, there's, you know,
love it there.
It's unbelievable. I mean, there's so many things going on. Well, anyway, point being, so you have all these mixes. And speaking at this little venue that we had there at the somebody's house, it was amazing. Where Robert F. Kennedy spoke, also Jr.
Oh,
spoke
wow.
there too, and it's right on the water, and just the people there are, and you can see the, I don't know what desperation is where, that's not the word. The
concern.
Yeah, concern, more than, what's the word? Just really, you know, this is very important to them. Let's put it that way. And then one of the ladies, her name is Cheryl. Love Cheryl. Cheryl, if you're listening, hello. So good to say hello to you. It's so nice to meet you and everybody there. Gary, Pastor Gary, was fantastic. And that's a pastor that's about freedom. Talk about America's pastor, Nicholas Wright, Pastor Gary. We're starting to meet some more pastors who are, you know,
freedom loving
people. And Cheryl was upset about what's going on for her grandchildren in the school.
She should be.
Well, she's talking about they're trying to make it so my grandson can't go to school unless he's vaccinated. And they're talking about they're also planning it, looking into it for adults. And I looked at her, and I don't know, you know, maybe I'm over-speaking here. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. And I don't even know if she's ever considered this. and I don't know if people ever consider this. She said, well, they're going to try to make him take it. They're going to try to make me take a vaccine because she was also in the medical industry. And I said, Cheryl, relax. They can't make you take it. They can't make you, Cheryl.
They'll threaten you awful lot.
They can't make you. And unfortunately, for people 20 years ago said that this kind of talk is tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theories. Well, these aren't theories anymore.
It's here.
It's here. Yeah, you know, and I want you to, you know, remember all the people who said, oh, that's nonsense and this and that. That remember those people. Remember them now. Because now, your son and self.
That's baloney.
Here, anybody who wants to call in, we got obviously Lauren. I don't know where she is. I don't know if she's a different time zone, got mixed up. I don't know. 844-769-2944. We'd love to hear from you. 844-769-2944.
Yeah, call in.
I know most of our audience doesn't listen live, but if you're listening, call in. Anything about anything, love to hear your comments. We're about to come to a break. Your conviction is what is on trial. Your core beliefs and the miracle that is the Bill of Rights and that the First Amendment about the ability to exercise religion freely and that connection to God. That is the conviction that these wannabe controllers have to break.
Yeah,
have to break that connection. And that's why you see all the, they're even using all the stuff about the abuse of the priests in the churches. They're using that to disillusion people about the Catholic Church or other churches. You're seeing it in the Mormon Church, the Protestant Church, the Baptist Church. You're seeing all these stories that are starting to come out and being used to then undercut trust. So in these institutions where America used to have trust in these type of institutions, now that trust is gone.
It's
and now
waiting.
now where are they going to go? So the trust, the idea, the paradigms, that they're trying to shift those paradigms. Anyway, there's the music. On the other side, we will have some more news. We'll probably get into this 5,000-year leap with Cleon Skousen. This is really interesting. And your calls. Give us a call.
Okay.
Hey, you're sitting there. Dave in New York.
Pick I know, up the phone.
I know you're there, Dave in New York. What's on your mind? 844-769-2944. Yeah, thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
One of the things, the company actually went out of business and then somebody bought them out. There was back and forth change. I don't even know all the drama. But anyway, the silver the colloidal silver lozenges, we have a new source and we now have them in. And Kat, we have those for sale at the Power Mall, and we also have a wellness kit that Catherine's put together that includes a few things, including oregano and the silver lozenges, colloidal silver, just a few things.
You know how much I love colloidal silver. I take it every day. I haven't been sick in 12, 13 years. Amazing, amazing product.
I use colloidal silver occasionally. I use oregano way more.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it.
I like it.
Yeah, I get it. It works.
And I put it, I'll tell you, the oregano, you know, like Dr. Cass says, I put it above my collarbone. I just put a little oil and absorbs right into your lymph system. And I also put it like on my webbing of my toes and then behind my ear. It absorbs right in. And even if I didn't want to put it in my mouth.
Oh, so you don't take it orally?
I do too. Oh. I do that also. Oh. And the children, you know, we talked about the story about, Uncle Steve, the pastor. And telling everybody, hey, be careful around children if you've gotten the flu vaccine, because you can give it to them, you can shed. And then one of his parishioners saying
chastised him for
chastised him for his trouble. Said, my pharmacist said that's a myth. What are you talking about? Okay, whatever. Anyway, the Power Mall, I'm trying to look up the specials here for you. We do have all of Robert Redfern's from Good Health Naturally. All of those products are on sale at the Power Mall. The magnesium oil, which is just essential. The Miracle 2, all the Miracle 2 products on sale. The neutralizer. Now I know that we can use that for vegetables. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Get some.
The moisturizing and the regular soap and also the concentrate is available. And also, Joseph Meyer wanted me to make you aware, Straight Money Analysis, the 10th anniversary of the newsletter, they have a 10th anniversary special. You can buy a year subscription for a six-month price. And you can also have a sample on his website, straightmoneyanalysis.com.
Go to the website.
His phone number, 386-677-8642. 386-677-8642. He is, his news, I've read several newsletters and even by very prominent people. His is probably my favorite. It's simple, straight to the point, actionable items you can go off of. And it's just, it's great. It takes a lot of effort. If you've ever written,
hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today.
Okay, well, there we go. I don't know what happened. Who knows? Maybe the CDC came.
Yeah, we were talking about it too much.
They didn't like what we were saying.
Exactly.
We got people on hold for calls. We will get to you, Brian and Dave, and whoever else calls. 844-769-2944. Please call in and just hang tight. We are also, I don't know where we cut off. We got the specials at the Power Mall. We got the silver lozenges. We got the oregano, all those over at the Power Mall. Robert Redfern's product, the curcumin, the Sarah Enzyme, vitamin D3, lithium balance, and what have you, Miracle 2, all on sale over the Power Mall. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com has their sale going on. You can buy a year subscription for 6 months, and their number is 386-677-8642. Thank you so much for your support. Look, everybody needs toothpaste, mm-hmm. or virtually everybody. I love the mouthwash. I love the deodorant. I mean, we should put a package together for that.
You should put a package together.
Toothpaste.
Give them a special on it.
Toothpaste, yeah. Deodorant, and mouthwash.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a hygiene package. Yeah, I'm exactly. over the moon about that mouth. I love the toothpaste. I'm over the moon about the mouthwash and the deodorant. It's fantastic.
And if everybody buys it from us, we'll be able to expand all across the United States and the world.
We already go over the world by short way.
No, I'm just saying. I got visions of grandeur here.
Okay. Delusions of grandeur. That's a life of Star Wars. Anyway, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And really, from the bottom of our hearts, what we're doing here, this is a labor of love here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for your support and what you do here and for supporting us, your prayers, your thoughts, your purchases and donations. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And you're welcome for what we do also. Todd, we got callers, correct? Okay. All right, let's go to Brian. We have Brian in Missouri, Brian and Casey. Brian and Casey, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, Brian?
Well, you're doing talking about these products. I've got a testimonial on your REM sleep stuff first, okay?
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, there was one drawback, and the drawback was after about 10 days, I started getting a little frisky. It kind of acts like Viagra a little bit.
I never heard that.
What do you mean drawback? What, was your wife mad now or something, or what?
That's a drawback when you're 69 and you're not married.
Okay? Oh, okay. Oh, I see.
Yeah, so anyway. But, yeah, it really worked good. And what I noticed, it's a natural product because you don't have any hangover. You know what I'm saying?
When you wake up in the morning, you're clear.
Yeah.
When you take sleeping pills, it takes you about an hour to come alive.
Yeah. It's just after 10 days to 2 weeks, I started looking at all these young girls like I never looked at them in 30 years. So anyway, the other thing I wanted...
Brian, I'm sorry that we've changed your whole libido. Mm-hmm. You better stop taking that REM sleep now.
I'm going to start taking more.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you just doubled our sales of REM sleep.
Exactly. I never had that problem.
Anyway, go ahead, Brian. What else would you like?
You don't notice it. If you're not married and you don't have a girlfriend and you're 69 years old, then it shows up where, people that
right.
are probably...
We learned something.
...notice as much as me. Yeah. But anyway, the other thing I wanted to point out is there's a really good video called Hidden Teachings of Christ, and it's 58 minutes and 19 seconds. And I do Kundalini yoga all the time, and what they're talking about is the fact that Christ, from the age of 13 to 30, when he went to India, that's what he was learning was Kundalini yoga, and that was kind of the whole secret of his movement and how it's been wiped out in all the Bibles and whatnot, and that he had past lives, which I know just because I meditate and they show me this stuff, and then you go, well, that doesn't make sense. Like one of his past lives was, excuse me, George Washington, okay? And and he was also Joseph Smith, the founder of the Mormon religion, and there were a whole bunch of them. But anyway, the one they talk about on that video was that he was Elisha, and his guru was Elijah, and that's in the Bible. And Elijah in a later lifetime was John the Baptist, and then Elisha was Christ in one of his later lifetimes. So it was interesting because everything there kind of fits with what I get when I do my Kundalini yoga, and then they go into details on it.
Well, we appreciate your perspective. I'm sure most of our audience is going to think, wow, that's a little, yeah, that's a little far out there, Brian. But
I know, but you know, if you get on that video, he was the one that told me when I'm meditating, you got to read that video because, and it explains from the age of 13 to 30, he was in India. Okay.
Well, I've seen, and, now I have seen some evidence of that. He went somewhere, he fled Jerusalem, and I've heard several things. Some of the teachings of Christ are similar to some of the ancient things from the Sanskrit writings or whatever. I have seen some similarities there, that there was certainly some influence there, and maybe some of that's true. Maybe, I don't know, hitting teachings of Christ and then get it on YouTube,
yeah,
or what?
58 minutes, 19 seconds. Now, they don't go into detail on George Washington, all that stuff. That stuff I get when I download from Higher Self. You had James McCaney on, and I was trying to tell you guys how to do that. And I got all kinds of stuff, like things like Queen Aphrodite of Egypt. That was one of the lifetimes of Mary Magdalene. You know, I mean, you don't get that kind of stuff anywhere. But because it's so detailed and I get so much of it, I tend to believe it's true. It just shows how much we've been lied to over.
Let me ask you this, you know, in that perspective, what do you think the purpose of life is? What are we doing here?
Well, we're divine beings that we're supposed to experience joy and love and peace, and we're eternal. You know, there is no time. Time is an illusion. And what that means is all of your past lifetimes are going on now, okay? If you were eaten by a tiger 200 years ago, you would look at cats today because that's going on now, and you'd say, I don't know why, but I hate cats, okay? And the same goes for your future. Your future lifetimes are going on now. And I've experienced
what's our purpose? So we're here to experience love. So is that kind of the battle? They try to keep us in war and states of fear, and the real challenge is to rise above this and stay in points of light and truth and love. Is that what you're saying?
Well, what they're doing that I get from my downloads is they're Dracos. A lot of your Pharisees, all of your leaders, the dark ones, they're called Dracos. That's where the word draconian comes from. And you can look up what Dracos look like on the internet. And
Dracula.
Draconian beings. No, not Dracula. Draconian, Dracos. And they're reptilian beings that control this planet. And they want all the pain and suffering. They want us stupid so they can extract energy from us because they're cut off from source. And
is this Archon? Is this like Archon energy? Because I've heard of this.
All I know is it's one of the things I downloaded when I was doing my Kundalini yoga and then did my download technique. My download technique was so powerful that I'd have to explain how to do it because it literally put me in the hospital, okay? I didn't know what I was explaining.
Well, we were...
anyway, I know how to do it now, so I could explain it. But someone like James McCanny, what would end up happening is he would download information that would help him with his experiments. He would download knowledge. I mean, basically, I downloaded a lot of knowledge on souls. I mean, just bizarre stuff, but, you know, it's been proven to be true. I mean, there was a lot of times I would think, well, this can't be true, but now as time goes on, I'm seeing that it was. It shows how they control things because all your bureaucracies, everything is really controlled by the dark. And you'll have beings of light that are in there trying to do good, can't, because the dark just control everything. Now, and I downloaded a lot of stuff on the Antichrist, and that was really fascinating. And I checked on it because a lot of this I didn't know anything about, and some of it I could find pieces of it on the Internet because he also incarnates just like Christ. There's different incarnations of Christ. There's different incarnations of the Antichrist. And that really fit. I mean, man, with what they...
Well, Brian, we gotta let you...
Really spot on. Huh?
Brian, we appreciate your call, appreciate your information. We got other callers we got to get to. Thank you so much for your call.
Okay.
God bless you. Thank you for your support and listening. Thank you.
Well, Tesla said all the knowledge ever, ever is in the Akasha. And all you have to do is tap into it. And that's
what a lot of people, that's what they say.
That's where he gets his inventions.
A lot of inventors have said that. A lot of people have talked about
it. It's all out there.
It's like a different dimension where all the knowledge is out there.
Yeah. Everything ever invented or ever to be invented is in that realm.
Let's go to our next caller, Alan in Texas. Alan in Texas, you're live on the air.
Good morning there, 2215 Uncle Kev.
Hey!
Hey, last time you were on, you got off, and I said it right after. I want you to promote your show, promote you and Krupa's show, and how they can get a hold of you.
I don't look at myself as anything too awful special. You know, as far as the world of knowledge, you know, I've got my knowledge, a lot of it from, from Joyce and other people. And I sat back and I listened for a long time. And right now I'm sitting here shelling these little wild pecans that I've got that are just ramping on our place if you can get to them before the hogs get them. But, I'm on with
a lot of hogs there.
Doc Krupa's Natural Health Hours. And we're on Wednesday from 6 to 8. And it's on various I forget what internet platforms because I don't have the internet.
Is there a website? So, is there a website people can go to check it out?
I believe it's Doc Krupa's Natural Health Hour.
And Krupa is K-R-O-U-P-A, right? K-R-O-U-P-A.
Right.
Okay, very good.
And I'm also on a competing network, you know, on Sunday morning with I do another show called, Republic of Texas Radio on RBN. But, I guess there's some thing that says that, hosts aren't supposed to call other hosts, but, I listen. I get information from everywhere, and y'all are a source that, I enjoy when y'all are on every time I can because it's you present serious matters in a fun kind of a way that's easy to learn, easy to listen to. So I think you guys are great. I'm getting ready to order from the Power Hour. I'm getting ready to call in and order from Jay. I've kind of fallen back.
One thing
I do know, Heal-On, that stuff is a miracle. I've had gashes where I gas my shin to the bone almost, kick-starting my motorcycle, and it backfires and, kicks back at you. But there's not even a scar there, So this stuff really does work. Can I say all of it works? Well, Joyce can't either, but, for some people it does work. So, help these guys out. I help you out as much as I can. I'm going to order some Vitamir toothpaste and the Miracle Tooth soap I know is wonderful. I use that all the time. The magnesium oil, when you get that funky feeling in your legs at night and you can't, I guess they call it restless leg. I rub some magnesium oil on and I go to sleep. This stuff really does work, folks. It support these guys if you can. We need to keep them on and keep the information coming. Now, do I agree 100,000% with everything y'all say? No, but the inconsistencies are very minor.
What's something you disagree? I'm not trying to, I don't know if I agree with everything I say sometimes. what's something you disagree with or something you have a little different perspective about?
Well, see, that's one thing I can't say, Daniel. It's not that important that it sticks in my mind, actually. Periodically I'll say, and it's nothing I'll say, no, you're wrong, It's just like, well, maybe I've got a little different opinion, maybe heard a different source of information, and I'm amenable to, becoming informed. My opinion can change. You show me the truth and you found a friend, like Joyce used to say.
Very good. And, hey, Alan, thank you. That's very nice of you. Thank you for calling in saying that. I appreciate it.
Y'all keep on doing what you're doing. I'll listen as often as I can.
God bless you, buddy. Tell Doc we said hello to.
Will do.
Take care. All right. Dave in New York, there's Dave. We called for Dave, and look, we got Dave. Dave
magic.
We're going to end the show. You're going to be the tail gunner today, Dave. Dave in New York,
tail
you're live, buddy. Tail gunner Dave.
I'll have to go fast, but this is probably everything else I was going to say is you know, it doesn't matter. The most important thing that I can tell, the most important thing that many people are ever going to hear, you're going to hear right now, and please listen up, because a lot of people, on a Power Hour in the past, we've had Sherry Edwards, who could basically tell your thoughts and feelings. We had Oates there, the guy from with the reverse speech down in Australia. And, you know, you are royalty. If you are a Christian, you are royalty. You represent God, okay? And all this other nonsense with yoga and all, well, that's a different spirit. But beyond that, what I'm getting at is people still swear and stuff, you know, talking to their friends or this or that, and, you know, they want to be one of the guys or however it works. That's the heaviest thing weighing in his heart right now. You have no protection over your children if you're going to be a double-minded man. A double-minded man is unstable in all their ways. If you can't give up swearing and can't, you know, be a Christian, then you expect protection from God. You know, there's a remnant out there, and you're not going to be part of it. You know, they talked about the kids are going to be legally, they're going to start raping them or whatever in 2020 or whatever. That's probably why Governor Cuomo is giving a year where you can report, you know, past rapes or whatever, and, you know, it holds now. Yeah, because next year, if you remember, Jim Rothstein said that Stonewall and you know, their 50-year plan, that's when they're coming for your children. And darn it, if you can't give it up, then and who do you people think you are? If you're not a Christian, or if you think you are, that's the most dangerous place to be in.
I think
knock it off.
Dave, I really appreciate it. Well, we're coming to, there's the music. I didn't want to cut you off, but the show's about to end. I really appreciate your perspective. I think the power of life and death is in our words. So using how you use your words and what you say and what you cast on other people, it has power. You have power in you, and that's why the quote unquote controllers, wannabe controllers, want to capture that and capture your imagination. So really appreciate your perspective, Dave. Appreciate it. God bless you, buddy.
Take care, bud.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry we didn't get Lauren. I promise she did. I don't know. We'll figure out what went on. Sherry Rogers, Dr. Sherry Rogers, be here tomorrow. God bless you. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.